B'tochen for Life, Shir 379, Tuesday, Parshas Shlach. We are explaining how to look at negative occurrences that seem to happen in the world, and we explain that the way a person should approach it is to realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom Baruch Hashem sends him bracha, and how much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. And that is the secret of the pasuk that the Yerushalmi says, Hashem tzvakayis imanu misgavlanu elekeyakay sela. And the reason why the Yerushalmi says that a person should constantly repeat this pasuk is because this concept is of fundamental importance. This concept helps us maintain our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general and our feelings of emunah and betachin in particular. And one of our listeners reached out and asked that every time we hear, Rachmana Litzlan, that something bad happens, there's a message from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So how can we go ahead and say that the purpose of this is to focus on how much good we have, as opposed to focusing on the negative occurrence that happened in the world? Seemingly, we should be doing tshuva. Seemingly, we should repair our ways. We should come closer to Hashem. We should be mechazik. We should see where we have to strengthen ourselves. How could we just generalize and say that the purpose is for us to realize how much bracha we have, for us to appreciate what we have? And this is a very important question which applies to every area in life. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is constantly sending us messages. Every single time we hear something, whether it's good news or bad news, whenever we meet somebody, you see somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, that has an issue. Every time you see something, it's a message from Hashem. The question is, are you getting the message or not? But the message is there. So let's try to understand what the message is. And the first thing we have to know is that we're never truly going to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, because we are not Nevi'im and we don't have Nevi'im, so we don't necessarily know for sure what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we are not Nevi'im, and therefore he's not giving us a guessing game that we have to figure out what he wants. He puts it in a way that it should be relatively simple to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And let's see if we can figure that out by ourselves. The objective of every area of Avodas Hashem is to maintain a relationship with Hashem. Every mitzvah, every single thing that we do is based on the understanding that we have a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Based on the feeling of ahava, of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us, he's avinu, he's malkeinu, he's constantly caring for us. This is the foundation that everything is built on. So if we would be honest with ourselves, we would realize that whenever we focus on negative news, something bad happened and we want to make a chizik. So if a person makes a concrete chizuk, which sometimes can be true, a person can make a concrete chizuk because of something that happens, then that's a wonderful thing. It brings you closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But most of the time, a concrete chizuk is not produced from something that, Rachmana Litzlan, happened negative in the world. Most of the time, it suffices with just a kvetch and a krechts, and saying how terrible it is and how nebuch it is, and then going back to your coffee. That's most of the time. We will, Amir Tz Hashem, continue this important discussion.